Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. You got the app on your phone. You listen to us live anywhere. If you don't have it on your phone, download it. It takes 1 second. Presented by Progressive Insurance. What are you most excited about this season for your NFL team? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Bills looked amazing last night against defending champion Rams. We've been into that all morning. But Key, Jay, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
What up, baby?
I got to tell you what I'm excited about for this NFL season.
Talk to me.
As a Giants fan.
Yeah, talk to me now.
The return of Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley really been missing since his second season when he got hurt. His first year, he had over 2,000 yards from scrimmage with 15 touchdowns. A 235-pound back that moves like Barry Sanders and can catch passes. I mean, come on. He had a career worth of highlights in that first season. He was like Superman, right? Then he gets hurt. He hasn't been the same since. But this, and by the way, he did that with the worst offensive line in the game and one of the worst quarterbacks at that point in Eli's career in the game. Now they've improved the offensive line. Whatever you think of Daniel Jones, he's better than Eli at the very end, right? Like, he's in a better situation now. He's healthy for the first time really since then. He's looked good in preseason. And on top of that, he's in a contract year. Here's my hot take. Ready for this, Key?
Mm-hmm.
I believe Saquon Barkley will have a bigger impact on the Giants' opening game than Derrick Henry will for the Titans. That's where I'm going. That's a hot take right there.
Can I ask you why?
Well, Derrick Henry's had an enormous workload the last 3-4 seasons. Enormous workload. Running backs will tend to wear down. And Saquon can catch passes. He can do a lot of things. He's motivated. And to tell you the truth, I thought Saquon was probably the most valuable back his rookie year in the NFL, period. I thought he was probably the most valuable back. I expect him to be better than that this year.
So yeah, well, if the Giants plan on winning this football game, Saquon Barkley's got to have a better game than Derrick Henry.
Right.
They've got to utilize him in both the running game and the pass game because, much like you said, those first 2 years in his career, he was pretty phenomenal at doing that. I just think that, you know, Ryan Tannehill is a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. Yeah. And so I think a lot of the times when you look at Tennessee, it's a run-heavy base offense. But I think when you are trying to establish something, they've got to utilize Ryan Tannehill a little bit more, especially against the Giants with a subpar secondary.
You see, this is one of those tricky games for me, boys, because – you know, Tennessee is favored by 5.5 at home. And I'm looking at this Giants team thinking that the defense has gotten better, Max. Mm-hmm. And I think that – look, I know there's a lot of pressure on Daniel Jones. But you talking about the multiple ways that you can utilize Saquon Barkley – similar to like Alvin Kamara,
yeah,
right out of the backfield,
like a bigger, faster,
Alvin Kamara, right? Like I think there are ways with Brian Daboll. Like once again, I go back to last night. Like people, are the Bills really going to miss a beat, right? Going from Brian Daboll to Ken Dorsey, and granted that foundation takes a little bit longer of a time to establish, but if that's the true algorithm of how Brian Daboll operates, and you're bringing one of the top OCs over from the Kansas City Chiefs, right, to them be the guy for the Giants. I kind of believe the way they'll utilize Saquon Barkley with Daniel Jones, I think there's a lot of upside for the Giants this year. And it's one of those years in which nobody expects anything from the Giants. People expect the demise of Daniel Jones more so than him elevating his performance. And I think we're actually going
to
see some.
Yes, and as Key said, they're going to have to, if the Giants want any success this year, they're going to have to use Saquon all over the place.
No, they certainly are going to have to use him all over the place. I think the great thing about both those guys and Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley getting Brian Daboll over from the Buffalo Bills is key, because here's a guy who helped develop Josh Allen as to what Josh Allen is today. And I know Ken Dorsey had a good play calling situation last night that will make people go, oh my God, yeah, he's the greatest. He'll be interviewing for jobs at the end of the year just based on last night. I get it. But in the end, there's a lot more football left to play. And I think what Brian Daboll's job is for the New York Giants is to see what he has at both of those positions, the quarterback spot with Daniel Jones, as well as Saquon Barkley. And how you establish that is going to be important. It's going to be very important to be able to get the most out of both of these guys while you have them and while you have them healthy, if you plan on competing, or are you using this year as an evaluation year to see what you have?
No, Max, I'm just saying the combination of Kafka, right, and what they built in Kansas City with Brian Daboll and what they built in Buffalo, I like that combination.
It bodes well, yeah. Coaching is huge. In the NFL, coaching is probably more important than any other sport. What has you most excited about your NFL team this season? Mine is Saquon Barkley for my Giants. Taylor in South Dakota, what about you?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
What up, Taylor?
I'm a Steelers fan, and I just don't think it's too far off that Mitch Trubisky has a pretty solid year, and we take that AFC North.
What do you think, Keith? You're a Trubisky guy. You're the one who was like Trubisky.
I don't know about taking an AFC North.
Yeah, right. That's the part.
That's the part that I'm like, yeah.
That's a tough division.
I do think he is I think he'll be fine at the quarterback spot for him. You know, I think he'll be fine. Look, you said it about Daniel Jones, right? That Daniel Jones is better than, for Saquon Barkley, than Eli was in the end. Mitch Trubisky is better for Pittsburgh than Ben Roethlisberger was at the end.
Yes, I agree. And Ben Roethlisberger had him in the playoffs. Well, Mike Tomlin had him.
But that's just me. Well, what the hell do I know?
Giants and Titans will be a hot ticket. Hot Ticket is brought to you by Vivid Seats, where you earn rewards with every purchase. Vivid Seat Rewards is your ticket to more tickets. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Baker Mayfield, can you say he clears the air?
Anytime you're playing guys, you know, it makes it just more interesting, more fun. You know how to poke and prod and get the best out of them.
There's no rivalry there between the Panthers and the Browns. If I can help my team win, if I can put them in the best position to win, and if I can get, you know, a couple sacks along the way, I'd kind of enjoy that too.
Guys, here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app, you can listen to us anywhere, live on the ESPN app. Baker Mayfield said there's no built-in animosity against the Browns. There's no extra motivation. Jay, Jay, are you buying that? Because you
Jay, you and I
both like him against his old team because of the built-in animosity.
I love the Panthers. I mean, look, anybody with a reasonable mind who thinks that there's no built-in anger or animosity from Baker Mayfield towards his old team for giving Deshaun Watson a $230 million contract, you're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. And as much as he'll try to downplay it and try to talk about he's moving on, man, we all got boys. You know, like, my boys don't let me forget anything. Anything. Oh, Carolina,
you didn't have one dirty opening game.
You better get him back. They're constantly chirping in your ear. That's all he's hearing about.
They didn't
have
130 for you. They had 230 for Deshaun.
Oh, man.
They didn't have 130 for you. They had 230 for him.
And they're coming to you. They're coming to your new home. You won the quarterback starting position. This is now your kingdom in a way. So it's like, hey, okay, y'all did that to me. Y'all coming to my house too? It's a way for me to set the tone about how I feel about you. And I'll let my play dictate it. I may not say anything, but I know you. I know the plays that you run to the most part. I know your personnel. I know how you guys think. It's so personal. I love it.
Key, I know you're Mr. Like, it's no big deal. You have nothing to see here, guy. But take us through you. A lot of times, like, we'll be hyping something up, and you'll be like, man, that's, you guys are being media, putting yeast on it. It's no big deal. It's just that. But the first time you played against the Jets as a member of the Bucs, right? You take me through that. There had to be extra more. What was that like?
Well, let me go back to Baker Mayfield and the hype and the yeast. It's flipped, though. Baker Mayfield is telling you, oh, it's not that big of a deal. He's telling you it's not that big of a deal. He's lying. He's simply lying. If they put him up to a lie detector, he'd go to jail. I mean, that's just – that's the reality of it. And because every single player that's moved on from a team, whether you cut, traded, whatever it is, didn't pay your money, moved – you're going to feel a certain way about them. You're not going to feel that way about your teammates and your coaches, but the organization as a whole, who made those decisions, you're going to be like, okay. And then you're going to also know the coaches in that room helped make that decision to get rid of you, signed off on it. So you're going to be like, okay, cool, all right. Wait till I see you. You know, and that, and so when I go back to my time in Tampa or New York in 2000 when I was traded from the Jets to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Loved my teammates. My teammates loved me. A number of them was at my first wedding. It was just amazing to see, right? All of them. It was fun, the whole deal. We go down to Tampa. I'm traded, and we got the Jets. I believe it was like the fourth week of the season or something like that. And it was hype, man. Oh, my God. It was the Keyshawn Johnson versus the New York Jets. It wasn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers versus the New York Jets. It was the Keyshawn versus the New York Jets, to a point where it was so much media attention, I had to have multiple press conferences that week because they couldn't get enough media credentials for guys at one time to fit in one room. It was just, you know, a lot of smack talking to some of my ex-teammates throughout the week, you know, because we talking to each other over the phone. And, you know, they came into town on that Saturday, and I remember it like it was yesterday because it was funny stuff. They come in to town on that Saturday, and I go to the airport, to the Hyatt over near the airport, and they call me like, oh, man, we're getting off the plane. We'll be there in about 30 minutes. I said, oh, cool, we just got out of walkthrough. I'm going to slide through. So I pull up, and I park my Bentley in the bus lane in front of the hotel. This is how vicious I was. I parked brand new Bentley, right? I got the bag before people even start saying bags. I done came with a Brinks truck. So I parked my Bentley right in front of the hotel when they bus pull up. I got the top down, the whole thing. And I'm just chilling, waiting on them to get off the bus. Because I took all the guys to dinner that on the defense and some offensive players. We all went to Malio's in Tampa. I treated everybody in the whole deal. And it was just fun. It was fun. And then once I got on the field, it was all about playing. And when I left the field and we lost the game, it was all hugs and kisses and pictures. And I'll see you guys in the offseason, you know, because I knew we would be in the playoffs and they wouldn't be. That was their moment, beating us and beating me. That was their shining moment of the year. Right? That was their prize. And so I didn't have the best game at all, but I knew it stung when that Bentley was in front of that hotel. It hurt. Ooh, it hurt.
Well, Ray Mickens happens to be with us at the moment, Jay. And Key may be familiar with Ray Mickens' work as a former New York Jets quarterback. Ray.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
What's going on? Good morning.
Man, wake
good morning.
Up, boom, boom.
Hey, man, listen, man, that Bentley didn't hurt nobody, man. we all getting our own bag, so we were happy to see you get yours, man. You know how it goes.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm in Orlando. We just did a grand opening of a lounge out here at this airport, so I'm in the airport right now about to fly back to Dallas.
Okay. So what do you remember specifically about that weekend when we played against each other leading up to the, I guess you would call it, the events of the weekend, so to speak?
So it starts during the week, man, the preparation during the week. We're going to make sure that you didn't get a bone. That was the number one thing. I don't know what your stats were.
I mean, I had one catch for like 1 yard.
Yeah, yeah. We were going to make sure that you didn't go off. So check that box. I think in the game, there was a huge hit. And I think it was Corn Brown that got you. I don't know if you remember that because you didn't look like you was all there.
Probably so.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think as far as on the field, we took care of our business on the field. Now before the game, you know, you was flossing. It was fun, man. You know, we were just having fun at dinner. I mean, I think that knowing you and knowing who you are, we knew we were going to have some laughs. You know, I loved you as a teammate because you held everyone accountable. And some people mistake that for being selfish. And, you know, obviously the ballers don't. But, you know, we got it. I got it. And so, you know, we missed that when you left. We did miss that type of, you know, challenge and practice. We had some great practices. And then in the games, we held everybody accountable. So we missed it, but obviously playing that game meant a lot. It was fun. I know it was some get back. I know you wanted to have a great game, and I know we wanted to win it.
Man, I had one catch for 1 yard, and it was a shovel pass. And Brian Cox tackled me basically at the line of scrimmage. I was so mad. Don't even get me started. Man,
it
y'all
worked,
ask Boom Boom some questions.
It
man.
Worked.
It worked. No, man, it just man,
it worked. They held you to the yard and they won the game. It worked.
Ray, they were not going to, like Boom Boom said, they were not about to let me get off.
Yeah.
Ray, let's talk about, you know, I heard you say that Key set a standard. And that was important. Let's talk about if a standard is being set now with the Jets this season. What are your realistic expectation for the Jets?
Man, I think they got some talent, man. I like Breece Hall. Breece Hall was a beast in college. I watched him play at Iowa State. I really like that pickup. Garrett Wilson, you know, he's right here from Texas. Watched him play high school football. Growing up when he was little. So they got some ballers on that team this year. Now, I don't know where the leadership's going to come from. Every playoff team that I've been on, we had strong leadership, whether it came from guys like Brian Cox at linebacker or Keyshawn. We had strong leadership. So right now with the Jets, man, I don't know. I don't think everybody's behind Zach Wilson, just being honest, man. I know there's a lot of Jets fans that love Zach, but, you know, we starting off the season with Flacco. I think that he's a proven veteran. I think that hopefully people will buy into him, get behind him, and hopefully we win some games. Actually, you got to take it a quarter, 4 games at a time. So, you know, hopefully we come out 3-1 or 4-0 to start off the season.
Talking to Ray Mickens, former New York Jets quarterback. Key and Ray reminiscing about Key's first return game against the Jets as a member of the Tampa Bay Bucks. How the Jets weren't going to let Key go off. And by the way, it worked because they won the game, making sure Key didn't go off. And we're relating that to Baker Mayfield's return game against the Cleveland Browns, although Cleveland's in Carolina. Did Josh Allen, Ray, before he let you go, put the rest of the NFL on notice last night?
Man, I tell you, he looked like a superstar last night. Now, he's got some great weapons. Don't get me wrong. He's got some great weapons, but he really did well. He ran the ball well. I was surprised at how well he ran the ball, no fear. And actually, they called some QB runs. So it wasn't like he was just scrambling and taking off. They had some design
plays,
QB run plays, and that's kind of, you know, when you're trying to protect your franchise, you don't want to do that too much, you know. But again, you know, hats off to Buffalo. They look like they're a team that's in contention already.
That is Ray Mickens, ladies and gentlemen. here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ray.
Yes. All right, Ray.
Yes, sir. Key, man.
Yo,
love
baby.
You, man.
Love
Keep
you,
doing
too.
Your thing, man.
Yes, sir. Same with you.
So,
all right, bro.
How much concern should there be? I mean, everyone's praising the Bills to the heavens. They deserve it. But how much concern should – by the way, did you hear Graziano's stat? 4 out of their last 6 games, they haven't punted. And by the way, in one of those games where they did punt, that was the Chiefs game where they almost didn't punt. That's unbelievable what that offense is doing. Now Von Miller on the defense. But what about the Rams? How much concern should there be with how the Rams' offense looked last night?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. You can listen to KJM on your smart speaker. If you have a smart speaker, say play ESPN Radio. We pop right up. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And if you have the app on your phone, you probably already do the ESPN app. You get to work. Oh, man, I want to keep listening. They're into the game last night. Pop in your AirPods, your earbuds, whatever you got. Listen to us on the app. Walk into work with us in your ears on the app. Guys, that was a hell of a way to kick off the season. I thought that was the best matchup on paper you could have had. If you had to pick one team from the AFC and one from the NFC and give a matchup to entice the fans, take the Super Bowl champs, put them up against the team that the odds makers say are likely to win this year. And man, the game actually didn't disappoint. First half, Key, I thought Josh Allen was almost perfect in the first half, and yet it was a tie game. I'm like, oh, that's football. I thought about you saying, look, you know, all the hype and all the yeast, and here are the Rams tied up at the half. But, man, that Bills defense did their thing in the second half, and Josh Allen's like a machine.
Yeah, it didn't disappoint. I thought it was a pretty exciting game. Josh Allen didn't disappoint. He certainly showed America, and I like to say America because
America.
On the Thursday, huh?
America.
I please don't screw it up because I don't need people hitting up Jay's social media complaining about the way I said it. But I looked at it and I said to myself, this team is coming into the circumstances with a lot. They got to fly across the country. It's an opening night on television. Everybody is getting home for appointment watching the Super Bowl champions. They're going to have the banner raised. They're going to have former players showing. I mean, it's going to be crazy. And they're going to open up a can on the Buffalo Bills because of that. I think it worked the other way around. I think all of that played in Buffalo's favor opposed to the Rams. And it's got to feel good to be able to fly all the way back home with a W. That plane had to be live because I've been on plane trips when it hasn't been good, where you've flown back because you got taken to the woodshed. But he certainly, Josh Allen, she looked like the MVP. There's nothing you can say after week one for them about anything that the Bills did wrong. Nothing. It's just, what are you going to say other than they are a legit team?
Here's what I want to happen for the Bills. Josh Allen showed out last night. Von Miller showed out last night.
that defense went next level last night. That game is over. And we talk a lot about championship teams. When you are considered to be the favorite preseason, the hype that comes along with that, right? The egos that then have to be managed. And the most challenging aspect of that from somebody who's been in that position multiple times in my career is kind of retaining that hunger, that that's not enough, and keeping that chip on your shoulder. And for me, I want Josh Allen to continuously remember that feeling that he had in his stomach last year, losing in that divisional championship game, and that feeling, right? I want Von Miller to bring that championship experience and be relentless in his pursuit of not letting that defense say, now we beat the Rams, they just won, we ruined their night, it was a big-time game, we've arrived. You haven't arrived yet. You don't arrive until you complete the goal.
Well, that's what Von Miller's doing there. I mean, that was a team, if you're talking about the eye of the tiger, that was Clubber Lang before the first title shot in Rocky III. That team had not only was powerful, but had the eye of the tiger. Von Miller probably has something to do with that. It's not coincidence where he goes. The Super Bowl has followed two different locations so far. And he was in the zone in the Rams' backfield last night. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. How much concern should there be about how the Rams' offense looked last night? Here is head coach Sean McVay at the postgame presser.
We weren't ready to go. I take a lot of pride in that, and that's on me. I got to do better. There was a lot of decisions that I made that I felt like didn't put our players in good enough spots. This was a humbling experience, but we're going to stay connected. We're going to all look inward. We're going to do a better job moving forward. But you give credit to the Bills, and then we've got to understand that we've got to have that mindset and mentality to be able to move forward accordingly.
Key, you like what he said there?
Yeah, absolutely, because he's taking accountability. He understands as a coach of the team that he has to do a better job at deploying some of those players and putting them in positions to succeed. And a lot of times coaches have to do self-evaluations, and they'll do that today. He probably, to be honest with you, I wouldn't be shocked if he went back into the office last night and started breaking down the film to get a real true understanding of why things went the way that they went. Cooper Kupp is a great player, right? Cooper Kupp is had a triple crown and the MVP of the Super Bowl, and he's a great player that they just paid a bunch of money to. They've got to do a better job of getting him help. What I mean by that is Higbee, when Vance Jefferson is back, when now that you got Allen Robinson, you've got to figure out how to get him going. What does that mean? Is it on him? Is it the fact that Sean was leaning too heavy on Cooper Kupp and not allowing Allen Robinson to really benefit or participate so they can benefit off of it because he's caught up in just what he's used to? All of those sort of things is what's going on in the mind of McVay this morning. I can almost promise you that. And I think they'll do a much better job moving forward.
Jay, Matt Stafford, of course, talked after the game about his thoughts on the loss.
We can play a whole lot better than that. I know that. As disappointing as tonight is, you never want to start the season away that way. It really doesn't matter if it's the first game, last game, whatever it is. You want to win them all. Didn't accomplish that goal tonight. Didn't play well enough to do it. I thought our defense played great in the first half. They get us turnovers like that. We got to do something better with the football, capitalize with it, get more points out of those. Obviously I can't give it to them in some of those instances. But, overall execution and just – our capability of playing better. There's a whole lot more there.
It's so
sounds
interesting.
Like a quarterback.
Yeah, but it's so interesting, Key, the position that Matthew Stafford is in, right? Almost similar to where Tom Brady is, right? Where that offensive line, granted, Tom Brady has more critical injuries of guys that are coming back, but losing Andrew Whitworth, as Max alluded to in the first hour of the show, that's when the franchise really started to make its turn for the Rams.
100%. So when they got Whitworth, they became the dominant offense in the league and in the NFC.
So then last night, seeing a guy like Joey.
When they got Sean McVay.
No question, Key. Clearly. Right. Whitworth enabled that to work to me.
No, I think they came. I felt like they came together, didn't they?
Yeah.
They may have.
Sean and Whitworth come together?
Yeah.
I'm just getting to my point that can Matthew Stafford have been better? Yes, because Sean McVay have developed a better scheme to get other pass catchers involved, i.e. Allen Robinson. Where were you last night? Yes, 1,000%. But at the end of the day, he was always under considerable pressure all the time.
Like, there was a relentless attack on him.
Yeah, but there's things that you can do from a protection scheme standpoint to take him out of harm's way where you're not worried about Von Miller. You're not worried about Ed Oliver. Like, you're not worried about certain guys because you're protecting the quarterback. You're
agreed. That was exactly my point, though, Keith. So you talked about him going back to the stable last night and configuring new ideas, new concepts. Like, you have to make the job easier for a guy like Matthew Stafford so he's not under duress so much.
And then sometimes it doesn't matter what protections and schemes you put in because a team is just better than you. And that may have been the case last night. I don't know. Maybe they had some protections in there that was going to make sure they was going to block it all up, and it just didn't work because the Buffalo Bills defense was just better than the Rams. The Rams may not face the same challenges in week two. The question that I have, though, for you guys is, can Von Miller keep this up for 16 weeks?
Can he? Or can he get hot toward the end again if he can't?
Or could he get hot toward the end? Because over the last several years, when I say several, I mean more than one, he hasn't had a full run from beginning to end. It's been spotty at times. And I wonder if he can keep it up. Because if he keeps it up, yes, you're going to have to watch out for the Buffalo Bills.
His name we haven't mentioned?
Huh.
Aaron Donald at all today. For all the talk that we've had about him and the Bills practice and the fight and him being the best player on the field, him getting his new contract, we haven't mentioned his name one time today.
And there are three guys also, two guys other than Whitworth, I thought, who made the offense go. One replaced the other. Robert Woods, who was huge in the offense, not just as a receiver, but when you do that, when you're running like an outside zone blocking scheme, you need, Key, correct me if I'm wrong, a receiver who can block, right? Robert Woods was an overall football player. They'd missed him, but when you add Odell, it can paper over a lot of that because Odell is such a dynamic pass catcher. You don't have Robert Woods, you don't have Odell Beckham Jr., you don't have Whitworth. It's a little different.
Well, that's what I'm saying about the protections in the scheme. And much like you say, Max, when Robert Woods is able to come across in motion, you know, chicken arm, little chip to the defensive end of Von Miller, get out into the flat, wheel up the sideline, come in motion, go up the seam, just different things like that. They've got to get Allen Robinson, whoever's in that position, to start to do some of those same things so they can keep their same principles and not lean heavy on Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp had about 19 targets last night, man.
Yeah, too many.
I get it, but that's too many.
The clock is ticking on the Baltimore Ravens. Lamar gave him a deadline. Friday is today. How big of a mistake is it for the Ravens to not offer him the deal? How big a mistake of it is Lamar? Would it be for Lamar to go into the season without a contract?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, guys, one thing I notice about the Rams, Key, and this is true, by the way, the Cowboys, there are some teams like this, depending on the location, the reputation of the team, all that, is opposing fans can come in and take over the stadium, right? Now, the Rams don't have the same passion in L.A. that the Raiders do, frankly, right? The Raiders have the most rabid fan base. But the Rams are a traditional, they were the old school, original heritage franchise in L.A. They're the ones that won championships before they left. They came back and won a championship. And was it weird at all to see the way the Bills fans were in there at SoFi?
For me, it was. Two days ago, I was out having dinner or whatever and walking around. Now, the stadium, you got to – this is how I knew it was going to be wild because, as you know, Max, the stadium is near LAX.
Mm-hmm.
I'm downtown at the studio here at the studio at LA Live. That's a, you know, that's a long distance. But when I have an influx of Bill fans way down here,
you know they're in town.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, they got to be in town. Then I go to Beverly Hills, and I see a ton of them. Then I go Westwood, I see a ton of them. I'm like, where did all these damn Bill fans come from?
Yeah. Yep.
That's what you get, a traveling Bills Mafia.
I've always said before that Bills Mafia is one of the – I mean, they roll so deep. They go everywhere. It just feels like they are that fan base – that do or die rides with their team. And you can't say that about every fan base, Key. You know what I mean?
Like, no, this is the first time. This is the first time I've ever really seen the Bills fans. Like, maybe they do travel, but when I walk through airports during football season and it's the weekend and I'm traveling, I usually just see the normals, right? The Raiders, the Cowboys, Pittsburgh, Green Bay. Those right. are the norm. No matter where I'm going, I know that they're headed out somewhere. They're at the bars, they're drinking, they're getting it right. This feels different with Buffalo this year, and I think a lot of it is the momentum they're carrying in from a year ago.
Yeah, they got their chest out. So funny, Key, because you and I both had shows for a long time on 710 LA ESPN, and I did Max and Marcellus with Marcellus Wiley, and we were at Columbia the same year.
Oh, I ran into him yesterday.
Is that right? Where were you?
We were at the EA. It was an EA Sports event that we went to.
But Marcellus told me real quick that when he played in Buffalo, what was different about Buffalo was you couldn't go cash your check at the bank if you had a bad game. Like, that town is all about the Bills. You couldn't even go show your face during the week in town if you had a bad – or if you lost the game.
Well, he must have cashed too many checks.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live. Everywhere you are, download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, it's time to lock it in on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. And wherever you are, you can get us on the ESPN app.
Oh.
All right, let's lock it in, guys. Key, starting with you. Wait, Jay, you already locked something in, didn't you?
Yeah. It was a pick 'em. I got the Panthers beating the Browns.
Got the Panthers beating
Carolina.
The Browns.
Yep.
As a show, we're locking that in.
Locking that in. Revenge
Panthers
game.
Beating the Browns. Key,
let's get it, Baker!
What are we locking in, Key?
Of course we're locking it in. What do you think? It's the Saints. I'm locking the Saints in against the Atlanta Falcons. They go to Atlanta. Not a far trip at all. They know each other. Divisional rival. This is not the same Atlanta team of the past with Julio Jones and company along with Matthew Ryan. This is not that Super Bowl type team. But I will tell you this. The New Orleans Saints is a Super Bowl team. Okay? They're a 5.5-point favor. I'm taking them to cover. No question about it whatsoever. Jameis Winston should play in the game. Michael Thomas, by the way, should be healthy and playing the game. I can't wait to watch it on Sunday.
I love that pick. There's only one thing. Rivalry games are tough, man. But the Saints should wax them.
What do you mean?
the Saints should wax them. It's just, you know, like sometimes the lesser team, a team that should get waxed if it's a rivalry game, a regional game, a divisional game, sometimes a team that should get waxed, they lose, but maybe they make it a little tough. But we're locking that in. Key's taking the 5.5 points at Falcons. Saints are going to cover.
Nickel and a half.
All right.
Okay, I like that bet.
Ready for me locking this in? My favorite
not
thing
the
to
Giants,
do.
Not Saquon over 100 yards rushing?
No. My favorite thing to lock in is the good team beating the brakes off the bad team when it's not a rivalry game, right? So I considered Saints and Falcons, but I went with Ravens, 7-point favorites at the Jets.
I'm kind of shocked it's only a 7-point.
Yeah.
Is that with or without Lamar?
That's with Lamar. I'm assuming with Lamar. I think he's going to play.
Look, Keith, you think there's any way in hell that he will not play tomorrow? Do you think it's been a setup?
I don't really know, Jay, man. I'm torn in this situation because I hear everybody's comments about what he should do and shouldn't do and this and that. So I'm kind of – I don't know. I'm not the betting type like that. You got $225 million, $220 million or whatever. I'm not trying to give you $220 to get to $245.
Me
just
neither.
Not trying to do that.
Me neither.
I'm not. It's not that deep.
But me neither. But if it were me, I'd have taken $120 million if I were him a year ago.
See, but that's what everybody. You keep saying that, Max. It was not offered to him.
But he could have gotten $120 million.
Yeah, but why would I walk in there and say, look? Why would I walk in there and say? My contract is not up. I don't need to take a deal early. I don't need to take a deal early for the sake of taking a deal early. I can wait to the end of my deal to get more at the end. I know I'm going to get more.
So if that's the mentality, there's a little risk involved, right? If that there is some risk involved.
You're 100% correct, but it's a different risk.
Okay, but now now you have to balance risk reward. Let's say the 180 is on the table, guaranteed, fully guaranteed, right? If I'm
180,
yeah, fully guaranteed.
Okay,
I'm going to. They want to look at Kyler
whatever
Murray
they gave
and Russell
Kyler,
Wilson.
Whatever
I'm sure,
they gave
right?
Kyler, that's what he's getting.
Yeah, a little more maybe. And okay. And he's looking at Deshaun Watson. But if I'm Lamar and I'm like in my own division, this dude had all that controversy, he gets 230 guaranteed. Now Joe Burrow's going to come up when the cap goes up. He's going to get 200 plus guaranteed.
I can't do that.
Okay, but wait, that's number one. But here's how it plays out, though, Key. Okay, fine. You're going to franchise me twice. I'm going to make $120 million over the next 3 years.
Can't do that either.
But $120 million, if I stay healthy, Key, I'm going to get over $300 in it. So now I'm going to get $400-something million.
You are a smart individual. What did you just say?
If I stay healthy. If I stay healthy.
If.
Yeah.
Was the key.
That's, if he doesn't I'm suffer some kind of catastrophic
well, it's not,
injury.
It's not
though.
Like he's playing a full contact sport and he's out of the pocket a lot.
And I don't want to hear anything about they paid Dak Prescott. I don't want to hear that. Go sell it to somebody else.
I would sign if I were Lamar, but I'm not Lamar. You want to hear from Lamar?
Absolutely.
Here he is.
Absolutely.
As of right now, you know, we're still talking. You know, the week's not over yet, but soon, probably be a deadline, probably be cut off after this week.
When you say deadline, you know, after this week, are we talking, you know, kickoff, or are we talking, you know, Friday,
kickoff? I would
Saturday?
Not. Kickoff. I would not be talking about a contract.
Absolutely.
I'm thinking straight Jets around kickoff time.
So, as far as a deadline in your
the
mind,
the end of this week, Friday.
How much closer do you feel now, as opposed to when you started this process, maybe at the beginning of training camp or the last few weeks? How much closer do you feel now toward? And a potential agreement?
I have no clue. You know, you have to ask the guy who I'm talking to. Talk to the gym about that.
That's why I like the Ravens to cover against the Jets. They're getting 7 points. They're giving the Jets 7 points. They're 7-point favorites, and I think they will beat them by at least 7 points, partly because Lamar is just the best player in the field by a lot, partly because he's extra motivated. If he doesn't – let me be very clear. I – would sign a contract if I were Lamar. Key, I'm like you. I'm not getting on the field without a new deal. But maybe Lamar is. He was asked on the Gojo show about his future in Baltimore.
It's a great organization, you know, very, very player friendly organization. And I love being here. I tweeted it before, like, you know, this is where I want to be at. So now I'm seeing things like, oh, he wants out because I'm liking stuff. But it's just, yeah, because I see y'all keep engaging in that way, like, oh, you want to leave? So I'm like, all right, I'm going to play back. Okay, yeah, I like something. You know, so let's be shooting my shots, you know, on social media, because they like doing it to me, I guess.
Yeah. I just – look, I understand exactly what Lamar is thinking, what he wants to do, and I understand what everybody is saying he should do. But at some point, you got to help people help themselves from hurting themselves. And I think in this situation with him, he is a hell of a football player, and he is the reason that the Ravens are even in conversations about winning divisions in playoffs and things of that nature. We saw them with him. We saw them without him. Yeah. And so did they. But I'm just saying, as we get ready to exit, that if I'm him and that number is close enough to where I'm satisfied, I can't parlay it into next year. Yeah. Just not going – I can't do it.
I think he was just talking about why he was taking shots with the whole Miami Dolphins thing. He was just engaging, going back and forth with people. People can come to their own conclusions on their own.
Yeah,
Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max, we're going to continue this on the other side, Key, ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.